知行英语 Listen and share.
Go slide.鬼灯 My friends and I sat and talked about what we had seen for the next few minutes, and the light appeared again. This time, it was no more than 20 feet in front of my car. It was now very easy to make out the lantern outline around the light.The light did not move for about 15 or 20 seconds and then disappeared again. Everyone was freaked out and ready to leave at this point. Then, one of my friends noticed a glow coming in the rear glass. The light had now appeared about the same distance from the rear of my car. It was motionless for a second and then started moving towards the car. Now, everyone is ducking in the floor of the car and screaming for me to drive off. I was fairly scared too, so I started my car and drove off as fast as I could to the end of Parker's Ferry Road. The light followed my car for a short distance after I started driving off and then disappeared. One of my friends that were in the car that night has made two trips to the light with others since this encounter. He said that in the first of these two additional trips, the light appeared immediately after he entered the train. He said that this time, the light appeared on the hood of the car. He said his friend tried to start the car several times, and on the 9th or 10th try, the car finally started.And the light disappeared. On the last trip he made, he said the light only appeared in the distance.
接下来的几分钟，我和我的朋友一起讨论我们刚才看到的东西。随后灯又亮了，这次灯就在我们车前不足20英尺的地方。因为旁边的一圈光，我们很容易辨认出灯笼的轮廓，只是灯又不动了，这样持续了15到20秒之后又不见了。这个时候每个人都吓得够呛，刚想开车走，一个朋友就看见从后视镜里看到一盏灯过来了。这时灯距离我的车尾也不过20英尺，当时它没有动，可能很快就开始朝着我们的车子飘了过来。当时所有的人都吓得往车座底下钻，尖叫着让我赶快开车，我自己也被吓得够呛，于是赶紧发动汽车，飞一般的一直开到 Parker's Ferry 路的尽头。开始那盏灯还跟着我们走了一段小路，可等我们飞跑起来之后它就不见了。当时和我一起去的一个朋友后来又和别人去了两次，他说后来那两次里，第一次他一听见火车的声音，那个灯就出现了，那次灯居然出现在了车子的引擎盘上。当时他朋友一直想发动车子，可试了90次才终于打着了火，然后那盏灯也就消失了。第二次他去的时候，只远远地看到有灯在飘啊飘。
现在我们来逐句对照地听一次故事原文和译文。
My friends and I sat and talked about what we had seen for the next few minutes, and the light appeared again.
接下来的几分钟，我和我的朋友一起讨论我们刚才看到的东西。随后灯又亮了。
This time, There was no more than 20 feet in front of my car. It was now very easy to make out the lantern outline around the light.
这次灯就在我们车前不足20英尺的地方。因为旁边的一圈光，我们很容易辨认出灯笼的轮廓。就是灯又不动了。
The light did not move for about 15 or 20 seconds and then disappeared again.
这样持续了15到20秒之后又不见了。
Everyone was freaked out and ready to leave at this point.
这个时候每个人都吓得够呛。
Then, one of my friends noticed a glow coming in the rear glass.
刚想开车走，一个朋友就看见从后视镜里看到一盏灯过来了。
The light had now appeared about the same distance from the rear of my car.
就是灯距离我的车尾也不过20英尺。
It was motionless for a second and then started moving towards the car.
当时它没有动，可能很快就开始朝着我们的车子飘了过来。
Now, everyone is ducking in the floor of the car and screaming for me to drive off.
当时所有的人都吓得往车座底下钻，尖叫着让我赶快开车。
I was fairly scared too.So I started my car and drove off as fast as I could to the end of Parker's Ferry Road.
我自己也被吓得够呛，于是赶紧发动汽车，飞一般的一直开到 Parker's Ferry 路的尽头。
The light followed my car for a short distance after I started driving off and then disappeared.
开始那盏灯还跟着我们走了一段小路，可等我们飞跑起来之后，它就不见了。
One of my friends that were in the car that night has made 2 trips to the light with others since this encounter.
当时和我一起去的一个朋友后来又和别人去了两次。
He said that in the first of these 2 additional trips, the light appeared immediately after he entered the train.
他说后来那两次里第一次他一听见火车的声音那个灯就出现了。
He said that this time the light appeared on the hood of the car.
那次灯居然出现在了车子的引擎盘上。
He said his friend tried to start the car several times and on the 9th or 10th try, the car finally started and the light disappeared.
当时他朋友一直想发动车子，可试了90次才终于打着了火。然后那盏灯也就消失了。
On the last trip he made, he said the light only appeared in the distance.
第二次他去的时候，只远远地看到有灯在飘啊飘。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Freak 表示使某人极其沮丧或者极其惊讶，通常与 out 连用，比如
The news freaked them out，
这则新闻让他们大吃一惊。
Rear 在这里做形容词，意思是后面的、后部的，反义词为 front， 比如
The rear of the hall，
大厅的后部。
Glow 在这里做名词，表示炙热光辉。这种光通常是红色的，比如
The glow of a sunset，
晚霞，落日的光辉。
Motionless 由名词 motion 动作、运动加形容词后缀 less， 意思是没有动作的、静止不动的。比如
She sat motionless with horror，
她惊恐万分。一动不动地坐着。
名词 duck 的意思大家都知道，表示鸭子，而 duck 如果做动词，指为避开某物而做的一个低下头或者弯下身体的动作，可以理解为急忙蹲下、闪避、躲闪。比如
He ducks many parties，
他逃避许多聚会。
Scream 本意是尖叫、嚎叫，而这里 scream for 是强烈要求的意思。
Encounter 名词，意思是遭遇、见面，常用来指一次没有事先计划的、未料到的短暂的相遇，有不期而遇的含义。比如 I encountered an old friend on the street， 我在街上偶然遇见一位老朋友。 Hood 原指头巾、罩子之类的覆盖物，这里表示汽车的发动机盖。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。